I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn the river dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits. Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal called the partial destruction of the dam in the south of the country a crime against humanity, insisting Russia was behind the attack.
Dozens of towns and villages will struggle with the issue of potable water supply, water provision to the irrigation system of southern regions will cease, leading to drought and crop failures.
Speaking remotely via video at the ministerial meeting of the Organization for Economic Cooperation Development in Paris on Wednesday, Shmyhal also described the bombing as an ecocide. The destruction will also have a catastrophic effect on locating landmines in the affected region, the Red Cross warned Wednesday. Quote, we knew where the hazards were, said Eric Tollefson. Now we don't know.